and Hunter.
Hey, good morning. 8:13, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Dom.
Hey, how you doing? Today, partly sunny, cold, high of 32. Tonight, becoming cloudy, chance for snow toward the morning, low of 25. Wednesday, cloudy, snow, and then ice turning into plain rain.
Plain rain.
High of 36. Right now,
it's... You know, son, when you do your job, you're out.
It is doing its job.
Warm up a little bit.
Turning the ice into plain rain. It's perfect. It's doing its job. Leave him alone. It's working hard.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
All right, so this is a huge WTF. Apparently, there's an incredibly stupid and dangerous internet challenge. These internet challenges, man, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
It's called the 48-Hour Challenge.
We have to vet that it's a prank or not. We're still going to dedicate the same amount of resources.
I think it opens the door to those who wish to do harm.
Child psychiatrists say it's never a good idea to assume your child knows better than to involve themselves in these internet challenges. Police say if they're caught participating in the 48-hour challenge, they could face charges.
What is it?
Supposedly, you pretend to go missing for 48 hours and get points for how many mentions it gets on social media. Police are warning kids that if they have to treat fake disappearances like they're real, so obviously it wastes valuable time and distracts real missing person cases. It's also a crime. So this is a thing now.
Dude.
Yeah.
My brain. It hurts.
I love the internet, but unfortunately it has caused this. Well, it's the reason like guys like Logan Paul, that douchebag, like all these people on there doing the things. But also I got to say too, like the Ice Bucket Challenge, that raised a lot of money.
Yeah, that's for a good cause.
For a cause. But then it also gets people to do all these other stupid ones.
Yeah.
Wasn't there another one where
like
it was,
the Kiki thing?
Yeah, like the Kiki thing. Seen videos of people doing that like in a car wash and their door gets just ripped off. It's like... So
48-hour challenge. So you go missing for 40... Who thought of this? Yeah. And why was it even a thought?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what the worst is, though? If you're a kid and you go and you're gone for 48 hours and nobody says anything.
Oh, you were gone? We didn't even notice.
You know, that maybe that's what the parents should do.
Yeah.
Just not say anything.
I think they're... But
I was gone for a week.
What if they really are missing, though? And you're screwed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You get kidnapped. Oh, he's just playing that 48-hour challenge. He'll be back.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Do they still... They don't still put kids' faces on milk cartons anymore.
I don't know if they do or not. I haven't seen any.
You know? God. But imagine that. These kids, man. What are you guys doing? You know, go back to Fortnite, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I will advocate for Fortnite instead of doing this stupid-ass 48-hour challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. And if your kid doesn't do it...
If you got a spanking once in a while, you'd think twice about being gone for 48 hours.
Here's the thing, is that if I pulled something like this when I was a kid, I would then actually end up missing, my parents would murder me.
Yeah.
You are missing, for real now. For real. How about that? How about
Lucky
that?
Lucky in the basement.
Moron.